So there are three ways that I can think of to avoid making art. The first thing is to have a false agenda, to say, my agenda is to change the world. My agenda is to fix all the problems in my country. My agenda is to build a $6 billion company. Because when you say these very magical sentences to people, you'll get nothing but positive feedback. And then internally you say, but of course I could never do that because it's so audacious. That when we have this false agenda of the giant thing, and we hear it in Silicon Valley all the time, we've just given ourselves a sinecure, a place to say, oh yeah, I'm still working on that thing that's just so big, I don't have to ship today, how could I? The second way to avoid making art is to hide out, to refuse to ship, to thrash at the end, to not start, to not believe that you are worthy, to wait until you're in the mood, to wait until you're entitled, to wait until you've got enough education, right? To look for shortcuts. I could list 1,000 ways that the lizard brain has come up, or as Steve Pressfield calls it, the resistance, has come up with hiding out. And the third way is not being able to see. Not being able to see the world as it is. Seducing yourself with a version of the world that actually isn't legitimate or correct or is resonating. And so it's possible to labor for a really long time making bad art. And Neil Gaiman has said, you know, what you ought to do if the art isn't working is make better art. And that once you make better art and make better art and make better art, you learn how to see.